It seems like just yesterday when I captured my son's first steps or when we recorded his soccer games on VHS tapes. Those moments are gone. But the old home movies and pictures don't need to be. That's why my son created Legacy Box.
That's right, Mom. Over a million families have used Legacy Box to digitally preserve their old home movies and photos.
Simply fill Legacy Box with your old camcorder tapes, film, and photos. They will professionally digitize and send them back on DVDs, thumb drive, or the cloud.
With Mother's Day around the corner, it's the perfect time to get your Legacy Box and save your family's history. After all, few things are as important as protecting your precious memories. Give your mom a Mother's Day present she'll never forget. Take advantage of our Mother's Day sale, which starts now. It's our best deal of the year. Save up to 60% off. Visit legacybox.com/keepsake, and for a limited time, get an incredible 60% off your order. That's legacybox.com/keepsake for 60% off. legacybox.com/keepsake.
Welcome, welcome, everyone. For, well, right now, you know,
it's a little earlier in April. It's April 25th, but it's still our April recap.
Yep. Oh, well. I think right out of the gate, we like to talk about, we'll open up some books, answer some questions, talk about what we've been reading this past month. I'll be honest, I had a little detour with, we both read Screwtape Letters.
Yes.
That was our detour.
Yeah, we read the Screwtape Letters together.
Other than that, it has been Memories of Ice the entire month. I have been slowly reading it. It is... I have not been able to just speed demon read it. This
Every month. How funny is that? Hey, I'm still reading Memories of Ice. Actually, I finished these other five books, but I, you know, read a couple more pages in Memories of Ice.
I know.
Getting closer to the end. You just, at this point, you just got to drag it out.
Like, as far as, okay, so I've been doing a mix of audio and ebook. I'm currently,
let's say,
45% through.
You're not even halfway.
Wow, it's so long.
I have the audacity to make fun of you as I have not started it yet.
No,
but yeah, so I can't talk
it's
yet.
It's so long.
Oh man, okay.
I'm having a good time though. It's
people are gonna be pissed. Hello, everybody. We see everybody's popping up in chat. What's up, Elijah, Cuban, Carson, Strictly? What's up, everybody? Both Cubans are here. Hey, Cuban and Cuban. Also, yeah, so Screwtape. We finished reading Screwtape. That review's coming out shortly enough. I finished reading You Mean the Nightmare Painter. That's our book club book of the month as well. I have to hold off to tell the patrons first what my thoughts are on that, so I'll hold on, Yumi, but I can at least say the Screwtape Letters, really thought-provoking. I mean, C.S. Lewis being the great thinker that he is, it was a more theological book than it was an actual
book.
Fictional book, but it was heavy in the paint of just C.S. Lewis's thoughts on religion and philosophy. I had a great time reading that and talking about that with you. That was a fun one.
I agree. That was a good time. I have not reread Yumi and the Nightmare Painter, but I read it about 6 months ago ish.
Nice.
Maybe a little further back than that, but I felt like understand enough, I don't need to reread the book for a review.
Fair. Also, we have Love Who's asking, what do you think of Screwtape Letters? If you had to summarize what you think, like, what was your biggest takeaway from the book? Because this is the one joint read that we did do in April.
As far as, what do I think? I think it's an incredibly thought-provoking take of the opposite side. You read plenty of information on how to be virtuous and like what is the right thing to do. I think it's a very interesting take on sin and virtue by going like, how would the devil tempt you, and what are the little tricks and things that can get into the human psyche that actually, you know, lead us off the wrong path. I think it's a valuable perspective to have. And I think it has been done after this, but Screwtape Letters probably being one of the earlier ones, but there's others in history.
In 1942, 1941 and 42 is when Screwtape, the actual letters were being posted in the magazine, but then it became a novel after C.S. Lewis wrote all the 30-something letters that there were.
But no, incredibly thoughtful. I really enjoyed it myself.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I like the, it's, you know, they say the devil's in the details. The book coming from C.S. Lewis, who's a Christian, talking about how the devil tempts you in very subtle ways, and things that you think would be, you know, the, imagine the red horned devil who's hovering over your shoulder trying. It's not supposed to be obvious. You typically lead a more sinful or take the secular route. You lead a less virtuous life if you, it doesn't hit you in the face to lead to sin or to lead to lack of virtue. It's mm-hmm. subtle. It's subtle changes and it's little things, and that can lead you off the path.
It would be very easy to do pretty broad gestures with the letters, but I liked how detailed and specific they were.
Yeah.
And I think that was a really good insight. Like some of the more particulars of, they talk about war, of that war actually is not right out of the gate. It's like, is war for the devil? It's like, yeah, there's a lot of evil stuff in war, but there's also like, war also does bring people's attention to the divine, because they know you can't ignore that you're going to die, which most people do for most of their life. Like, it's in the back of your head. It's now in the forefront.
I love that perspective.
Yeah. Also, in war, there is horror, but there is also courage. There's heroics. There's sacrificing yourself for a friend, a fellow man. Like, that, those are all virtues. So, like, war itself can't, like, people there can be closer to the light or the dark, depending on circumstance and their own persuasion. So very interesting.
Focuses on gluttony, on pride, on lust, love, etc. in the book. But also, you see this comment by Cuban here. He says, wait, guys, do I see an iPhone in front of Rich? Has he converted to the light side? No, he has not.
This is the OnePlus 15. No. Android all the way. Never going back.
Carson says, my new iPhone is a downgrade from my old Samsung.
Nice, Carson.
Hi, Coop. What's up, Coop?
Coop's here. Hi, Coop.
Raz asks, have you guys already read the third Melazin book? We just, at the very beginning of this, just to clarify, you are still on your 45% the way through Memories of Ice. That's the current status.
And you're right, Raz. It's a lot of setup with a lot of characters. I'm enjoying parts of it. However, I'm getting inklings of, like, some of my problems with book one are starting to pop their head up in book three. Mm-hmm. Not nearly as bad. But things that I'm going, like, all right, payoff better be damn magnificent, because this is a lot. This is a lot for me to intake. Please, let's have this payoff.
Lovely.
But yeah, Silly Spoon. Great. Love this name. Hey, actually, the fun thing is I was one of the first early adopters of OnePlus as a brand. I bought their very first phone. That was one of the first phones I bought with my own money.
When did they come out with a phone?
I mean, when I was in high school.
Oh, a while ago.
2014, I think.
Jared says, Rich loves to watch tutorials like how to make phone work. So, of course, he's an Android lifer.
I'll be honest. The only thing that kept me, like, I actually would have switched to iPhone. There's like 2-3 apps that are only on Android. I've looked for alternatives. I'm willing to go to Apple. I have softened my Apple hate over the years.
Apple, especially with the Neo that came out, the laptop, where you're going, wow, now Apple's making cheaper laptops that's more universal. One layer down from the MacBook Air, which already was that $999 price point, you're getting closer to premium laptop already. Yeah. But for a laptop for $500-$600, that's cheap today.
Yeah, it's a good one.
So, but also, do you know, I've heard the Neo very mixed things, like either it's really good for the price or Apple's just using the chips they have left over and shoving it into a lower product. I've heard both.
Both are true, though.
Both are true.
Their thing is, the Apple's chips are so good. Yeah, it's fine for a laptop. For most people, like, the MacBook Neo is probably very good for them. Like, if you're only using your laptop to, like, get on a browser, look at YouTube, do classwork, you're using an Excel document. Like, if you're only doing that, get the MacBook Neo. unless you're video editing or doing some high intensity thing, yeah, you don't need something super crazy.
An anti-sponsor here. I would recommend people not to purchase this. Don't know if Scott Lawyer, I don't know if this is a bad thing to say, but the Microsoft Surface Pro. I had that laptop. It was the worst.
Awful.
The worst laptop awful. Experience. The worst technology experience I've ever had was using the Mac, the Windows, the Surface Pro from Windows. It was horrible. The battery both, but even without that, it was basically a glorified iPad, and it didn't even work like a laptop. It was awful, horrible.
Windows
the whole
has been,
experience.
Windows has been, and Microsoft have been disappointing me now for years. I have finally moved, like my now desktop is full Linux.
Yeah.
It's just fantastic for me. I love that. I'm even recently Framework is a laptop company that they just recently announced like the pro model, the 13-inch.
Mm-hmm.
I really want it. I really want it so bad. It's a repairable laptop, and
you love your repairables. You and love also, like, when you can just buy parts.
Yeah. But it's also been certified for like Ubuntu. Like Ubuntu actually worked with them. Ubuntu is a Linux OS.
Mm.
And they worked with them to make sure like you can actually download it just right out of the box. Everything works. Which is really cool. I'm a big fan, however, super expensive.
Cuban says, Rich, can you admit when it comes to laptops, Apple's the best? And then also we've got...
Well, here's the thing. As far as hardware, definitely, they've always had that. But now, as far as the chip go, like the Apple M series chips, they beat everyone by a large margin. I love Framework, and now...
Over half, that Jared says, being ordered with Ubuntu.
Oh, that's really cool.
Damn. Also, we have a question, book-related question from Elijah. I didn't want to skip. I didn't want to just go over the laptop ones, but Elijah says, you guys need to do a video with Austin's reaction to Berserk up to the end of Golden Age.
You would... Maybe you'd like Berserk? I haven't even fully read. I just know what it's generally
about. We'd
have
to make a third channel at that point, though. If we
I know, we're not...
The Tudor Ramble manga, because we can't...
We don't... We barely have the time for... The two chains.
The movie one, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's also what we did last month for movies. We just watched Michael Jackson. Michael is the actual title of the movie. Did anybody see that yet? Let us know what you think. Because the audiences loved it. Critics hated it. I liked it enough. It was fine. It was pretty good.
I'm a big Michael Jackson fan.
It was
so
a concert. It was more of a fun concert over movie. But still, I had a fun time at the concert.
Yeah.
the movie theater concert. What else did we watch for movies? I'm gonna check just to make sure we go through them all.
It's not good that we don't remember.
I mean, it's a long month. There's things, but also I think oh yeah, here it is. Okay, what we watched recently. Oh yes. Oh yeah. Great month of movies personally. Let's see. So it was Michael's the most recent one we watched, but then we also just did The Drama this month.
Ah, The Drama.
I loved The Drama. That was incredible. I think that's actually the only other movie we watched. What the heck?
Yeah, we skipped some weeks.
We did skip some weeks. All right. Slow April. But hey, two of the two movies, yeah, I loved Drama very much. But yes, what are we doing for next month, Rich? What's the plan for readings and all shenanigans?
Always,
without
always and ever
plan.
Always so, and ever it's Ice. Finishing Memories of Ice. I'm going through it. And we were talking about which book we want to actually, like, there's two main series that we are primed to finish that there's a lot of more series, but we're primed to finish the trilogies. It's either Bernard Cornwell or...
But then we talk about this, we're like, hey, John, I'm going to read Screwtape. What are we doing?
I know. We talked about this and we didn't actually do it.
Yeah.
And we didn't set a plan.
No, we did not. There was no plan in action.
Right now, Yumi, what do you want to read next?
Right after finishing Yumi?
What are you feeling?
What am I feeling?
You feel another Sanderson book? There is that The Last Secret Project that we didn't get to. That apparently a bunch of people saying it was really good.
Honestly, why not? Just real quick.
Could do that. Or we could do one of the books that people have actually been asking us to do.
And we could also do that.
That's always an option.
Okay, Sinead's asking for Storm of Swords. Why not just continue it?
honestly, I'm not opposed. Storm of Swords is, that's a chunky one. That's a big one. Okay, so Storm of Swords, Bernard Cornwall's third book.
Yeah, actually, we have some John Gwen. John's saying that the first book in the Saxon Chronicles by Bernard Cornwall, only thing is, isn't The Last Kingdom very long, that series? I'm pretty sure it is.
Also, we need to finish the...
Or the Saxon Chronicles, yeah.
And is that the third book? The Last Kingdom?
Oh, no, no, no. I'm referring to what John's saying on this book here. No, the last book's Excalibur, I believe.
Yeah. I think the next, if we're going to read Bernard Cornwall, it's going
to
be that.
It has to be that one. Yeah.
What is Jared here saying? What is he recommending us?
Saying this. Guys. Go ahead.
Guys, I want to convince you to PG Wodehouse for your next non-sci-fi fantasy read. He's hilarious and clearly an influence on Pratchett, and I think he's funnier than Pratchett. Bold words. That's a strong opinion. He also writes short books. Yeah, you're right to my heart right there.
We just had our pitch meeting yesterday on the Discord, and one of the five books that we will be reading will either be Leviathan Wakes, starting the Expanse, or it will be There Is No Anti-Mimetics Division. That's the one I voted for personally. I'm really looking. I'm going to read that.
We're going to read it either way.
I'm reading that next.
It month. Either is going to so win, hooked. And we're going to read it, it's going to lose, and we're still going to read it.
Matthew did a great pitch, and then we had The Shining was pitched by Owen.
Mm-hmm.
There was another James S.A. Corey book, Mercy of the Gods.
Mercy of the Gods,
and then my goodness, what was the fifth one?
The Shining, Mercy of the Gods, Leviathan Wakes. There is no anti-mimetic division.
Theft of Swords, Michael J. Sullivan. Theft of Swords, yes.
Michael J. Sullivan.
So yes. One of those five we will be reading, and all five were pitched so well that I do not mind what wins in the slightest. I'm cool with any of them, but I'm more cool with anti-mimetics. Honestly, if we have to be forced to start another series, though, if we did The Expanse, right?
Yeah.
We always have a series that we're doing throughout our other stuff. We had, whether it was Stormlight, Red Rising, mm-hmm. Sun Eater, something. We typically finish our sci-fi space hoppers for some reason faster than others. I don't know why. Even Dungeon Crawler Carl, it's more sci-fi. We're up to date.
Well, yeah. Okay. We're up to date with audiobooks. I know the most recent book is out.
Correct.
But we're waiting for the goats.
Waiting for our guy. Yeah, Jeff Hayes. Whatever, we need a series that is our channel series in the meantime while we throw out other stuff.
Mm.
What is that? Because, well, Malazan could be the argument, but I haven't kept up to date. So
I'm trying. I think I would also be more motivated to read it if you were reading it at the same time with me.
Fair.
And okay. I would be pushing a little faster.
Pushing? Gotcha.
Yeah.
Also, there's going to be the book club on it soon. So I believe...
That's my main goal. I'm reading it so I can join the book club for it in May. So... And I'll make that one.
Yes. But yes, any other some big update from the last month channel wise was the website. It's still in the beta phase. It is advancing fast, quicker. Yes. So I'm pretty confident we can get a full version out. I wanna say June.
You think so?
I think we can get end of June.
Okay.
I think so.
With the speed that you're going at it with it too,
it's the website's coming along. And this is the Ramble Rating website, by the way. So we are getting somewhere. There will be at least a version 2 for the patrons next month at some point.
Yeah.
And if that goes well, then it'll be another month out. Otherwise, exciting news for interviews coming up. Shen Tao.
Oh,
author
really?
Of The Poet Empress.
Oh, that's great. I haven't been reading our emails.
Oh, I didn't even tell you that.
You did not tell me.
I just figured you knew. Sorry. I should have told you.
You should not assume that I'm also reading the emails.
That was Instagram as well. So now, yep.
I'm definitely not reading our Instagram.
But yeah, so we'll be interviewing Shen Tao at some point, which is very exciting.
Oh, that's cool.
I love The Poet Empress with all my heart. Oh, it's
such an amazing book. I can't believe that was... At all split in our book club. I can't believe it.
I can't either.
That was.
Oh, also the unfortunate news of last month is, maybe we said this last live, I can't remember. It was either the beginning of this month or the end of last month. But Andy Weir, we are this close to an interview. We missed we missed his zone of when he was doing interviews. What didn't really miss it. He just seemed to be like, all right, I'm not gonna be doing YouTube interviews anymore. He's doing bigger and better things. Like
maybe we can get him when, like, you know, hype has died down a little bit and he's got some time on his hands. Maybe we can talk to him. I would love to talk to him.
Yeah. I mean, that would be, oh my God, it would be an incredible time. But he also already has amazing interviews on, I talked about this in some episode we did, but oh my God, I love her channel, Cleo.
Yes, yes.
The interview on Cleo's channel is one of the best interviews I've seen of him. Cleo's just
in general a very good interviewer.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
So she's fantastic.
Yeah. So if you guys want to see more on him there. Oh, Samuel says, are you guys excited for the new Doom movie? I am not, unfortunately. But that's
not
just,
particularly. Yeah. I mean, it'll be a good spectacle.
Yes.
It'll look cool. I'll enjoy it. But yeah, with the ending of book two, like, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. Also, Sammy, we saw your comment three times. Here's the whichever one you want us to feature. Yeah, I've never been a Dune movie fan in particular, but also I think the movies look insanely awesome. They're so cool. Like, I as a visual spectacle, see them in theaters, but the story just is not. Being a book snob, hey, look, I'm evoking you for
good.
Dune at least.
Good.
It's too different to me. It's not Frank Herbert's Dune, but I do appreciate Denis Villeneuve. But mainly what I do is I hate Timothy Chalamet in that role. It's where my beef with Timothy Chalamet began. Those damn movies. Oh my goodness.
That was the one casting decision I thought was pretty good. He does look like Paul. I think it makes sense.
But he doesn't act like Paul. It's the problem. I guess he looks like it. But also, we have a question here. I did not see this, Silly Spoon, but Sanderson is 66% done with the Mistborn script already.
Nice.
What a workhorse.
God.
My God.
If only we could all be as productive as Sanderson.
Yeah. Yeah. I am very excited to see what they do with it. Well, what Sanderson cooks up. Mm-hmm. I have full confidence.
Yeah, no, and everything is in his favor with Apple TV. We've talked about it before, but yeah, if any fantasy adaptation is going to go right, it's going to be this one. And if it doesn't,
we're doomed.
Yeah, we're screwed.
It's the,
give up.
The groundhog. It's going to be 10 years of bad movies.
Oh, speaking of movie news, I am devastated. Absolutely devastated.
With what?
Avatar, The Last Airbender movie.
Oh, yeah.
Got leaked on Twitter, and ultimately Paramount decided to pull the movie from theatrical release.
Why don't we do a Tutorama movie video on that? That would have been a great discussion.
We really should have. Damn. But that was...
Why did we not think of that?
Heads in the clouds. I don't know. But no, I know for us and our friends, we are going to rent out a theater so we can watch the movie. So as soon as it drops on streaming, we're going to treat it like the theatrical release as it deserves. Because I've seen now fan-made trailers. I've not seen the actual movie. Not going there. I'm not going to pirate that. But I would love to find can I pay the artist for this? Like, I want to buy a ticket to hand it off to them, because it really sucks that their work is really getting what's the right word? People will appreciate it, but they're not going to be compensated.
Yeah, they stole the intellectual property, essentially.
Yeah.
And I heard the person who did it could face up to a decade in prison, or 7 to 9 years, something like that.
So, listen, I know it was going to be on Paramount Plus day one. I thought they were also going to have a theatrical release at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was going to be theatrical release as well, and then they pulled it after all this. Mm-hmm. That's what I thought. But if you know the right answer, like, I could be wrong here.
Yes. And I see, yeah, what is Nixian saying that they're excited for? I'm forgetting which part.
The movie.
For the leaked movie, yes.
Yeah, it's going to be like 6 months though.
I thought it was fake at first of seeing the HD movie released there and going like, oh, that's not the full thing. That's some AI, whatever.
Yeah.
The fact that I had that thought as well is a little scary of how good AI has become. So a little scary. I also see Frost says, how's the novel coming? ding, the same as last month. I spent every waking hour I had outside of anything, it was spent on the website this month. Which next month that will not be the case. But have you seen the updates on the site?
Since when? Since you last showed me?
Yeah, the last 24 hours. Oh, there's more.
Oh, there's a lot more.
Yeah. Okay. So I feel like after that project dies down, we'll be better. We also see movie news from Gecko. Epic the Music is getting an animated movie produced by Jerry Bruckheimer.
Bruckheimer. Oh, that's cool. That's gonna be great.
Lovely, lovely. And Mike says, seriously, a decade for leaking a movie is insane. The guy is definitely wrong, but for that, the punishment is harsh. Yeah, I think I want to say it was 7 to 9 years, I think, is the potential time behind bars.
I tend to agree with you. It does seem harsh. However, if you if you do think about, like, if the time in jail is proportional to like amount stolen, everything, like leaking that that movie is the loss of a gigantic amount of revenue. Like, you math it out, it's pretty substantial. So I don't know, like, if someone stole X millions of dollars from me, I would also be very upset. I don't know, it's kind of, I would imagine it's the same thing as if someone stole the designs for a new Mercedes car and they have a new design coming up and they stole the plans and then, like, gave it away for free, Mercedes would probably, like, you've potentially ruined, like, we've invested millions into this and look at what you've done.
And they can't sue you because you're poor. So then what else do they do?
What do they do?
What are you going to do? Yeah.
Yeah. So.
I don't know what the actual punishment will end up being. I have a feeling it's not going to actually be 7 to 9 years behind bars. I'm going to guess it's going to be maybe like 6 months.
Probably.
Something to show, hey, something's being done about it, and some civil penalties or something like that.
Probably.
Now I see from Siddhant here says, who are the authors whose new books you would pick up without any fan reactions? Interesting.
New books would you pick up without any fan? Oh, like, I want nothing. No, I don't want to hear about anyone's thoughts.
Or is it more so books you would pick up that you haven't heard from people saying, oh, you've got to read this? Something, I guess you're just
okay.
I think that's how I'm understanding the question. There's too many.
There's quite a few. The top of my short list is definitely Christopher Rocchio. Anything, you know, next thing he puts out,
yeah,
I don't care. I don't need to listen to anyone else's opinion. I want to know.
Yeah.
The
must buy authors, basically. Okay.
Yeah, like auto must buy. And yeah. I mean, Pierce Brown, auto must buy, whatever he's doing.
Shen Tao. She's now correct. An auto must buy. Emma Wang's an auto must buy. Guy Gavre, okay, if I actually am caught up with his books, is a must buy. We also have a question from Crowby, who says, have you guys gotten into any Jenny Wurtz? Not yet. Wurtz of Light and Shadow, we are starting soon. We're sorry, Jenny. Yes. Man, every month we have these lives, it just reminds me how little we read and have to catch up to more. Austin Week on Crime. After the only a 6 month sentence.
I love hilarious. His comment above.
What did he say above that? Rich thinks the guy should have gotten life without no parole. Rich is strong on crime.
I would be characterized by people that talk to me as tough on crime, and that would be the generous.
Also, Jenny, generous. Hello, Jenny. We've still not read your book.
We're sorry.
You can, Jenny. You need to remind us every month, chastise us, because we have been horrible.
We're sometimes booktubers. We're, not all the time.
No, we're part-time booktubers, full-time idiots. So please forgive us of that. Ryan says, do you guys like reading novellas? Any short stories you really like? Oh, yeah.
Oh, novellas are great because we can actually finish them.
Bang those out. Yeah.
Okay. Right off the bat, I mean, like, would Screwtape Letters count?
I think it's a novel. Technically, I mean, okay. We could talk. We know also some Red Murder Bot, a bunch of novellas that are great. Those
love
are
Murder Bot.
Great novellas.
Piranesi, it's kind of a novella novel.
I think it's more novel.
barely.
Yeah,
it's pretty short.
It is pretty short, but I think it, what other one that's done? I mean, the Sanderson novellas are pretty damn good too.
That's true.
Anything that, I typically like to read a lot of novellas that are in larger series. So if it's Cosmere adjacent, if it's Sun Eater, so the between Sun Eater books, the novellas, it's cool because you get a little snippet of the world. I still think very fondly back to the novella we read between Ashes, not Between Ashes of Man, After Halloween Dark. What the heck was it? Oh, shoot. The Rocky novella that we read?
It's the Empire.
It seems like just yesterday when I captured my son's first steps or when we recorded his soccer games on VHS tapes. Those moments are gone. But the old home movies and pictures don't need to be. That's why my son created Legacy Box.
That's right, Mom. Over a million families have used Legacy Box to digitally preserve their old home movies and photos.
Simply fill Legacy Box with your old camcorder tapes, film, and photos. They will professionally digitize and send them back on DVDs, thumb drive, or the cloud.
With Mother's Day around the corner, it's the perfect time to get your Legacy Box and save your family's history. After all, few things are as important as protecting your precious memories. Give your mom a Mother's Day present she'll never forget. Take advantage of our Mother's Day sale, which starts now. It's our best deal of the year. Save up to 60% off. Visit legacybox.com/keepsake, and for a limited time, get an incredible 60% off your order. That's legacybox.com/keepsake for 60% off. legacybox.com/keepsake.
It seems like just yesterday when I captured my son's first steps or when we recorded his soccer games on VHS tapes. Those moments are gone. But the old home movies and pictures don't need to be. That's why my son created Legacy Box.
That's right, Mom. Over a million families have used Legacy Box to digitally preserve their old home movies and photos.
Simply fill Legacy Box with your old camcorder tapes, film, and photos. They will professionally digitize and send them back on DVDs, thumb drive, or the cloud.
With Mother's Day around the corner, it's the perfect time to get your Legacy Box and save your family's history. After all, few things are as important as protecting your precious memories. Give your mom a Mother's Day present she'll never forget. Take advantage of our Mother's Day sale, which starts now. It's our best deal of the year. Save up to 60% off. Visit legacybox.com/keepsake, and for a limited time, get an incredible 60% off your order. That's legacybox.com/keepsake for 60% off. legacybox.com/keepsake.
Not the
something about
Empire.
The queen, not, right?
Oh, yeah, Queen of Mid-Ashes. Yes. Yeah, Queen of Mid-Ashes, right?
Queen of Mid-Ashes.
I believe. Yeah, let me double check that. But I still think back to that. Queen of Mid-Ashes, nice.
Oh,
yes, that was
Summer's Right, the Time War novella, that was great. Oh,
if that's a novella, then yeah, Time War is awesome. Yes. A lot of great novellas. Honestly, we should become a novella channel.
I do. Oh. Everyone else has a niche. That should be our niche.
Our niche is
that's
like,
approachable.
Yeah. We read this in an afternoon.
Oh,
here's
oh,
our
God,
review
I would
of
love
this
it.
Book.
Awesome. I will say there are some days I very much miss my job where I was not allowed the internet. I wasn't allowed anything but my book. And that was just great.
Anti-memetics divisions, basically. Matthew, we're already sold, Matthew. We're reading it. It's happening. Jared says, oh, yeah. Want to open that stuff?
I'm
while you're open, I'll pull up.
Start opening things. We just got two packages. One right. from Bane Books, the other from Penguin Random House.
Oh, what did Bane send again? Every month, Bane sends sends you. You can keep them all. It's all yours for the bookshelf that you have to move.
Fuck.
Is this from Penguin or Bane?
This is Bane. I'm going to start handing them to you.
All right. Bane Books sent, The Winds of Fate by S.M. Sterling. And then we have okay, this is a funky one. That's
different. This looks edgy. Look at that.
What's this one titled? John Ringo. Interesting. Bane Books, they have a style to them.
They it's do. So I feel like I'm going back to the 90s.
Yeah, it's a little bit of Christmas past I'm getting here.
Or 80s.
It's pretty cool.
Actually, not 90s, 80s.
Yeah, a bit of 80s. It's the covers themselves, too. They're very 80s-ish, or just different. They stand out. They're busy. They're busy covers. That's how I describe them. Cool.
Very neat. Thank you very much, Bane Books.
Bane, send double the shipment to Rish's house directly.
No. Please.
And this next one's from Penguin?
Penguin Random House.
Neat. All right. John Ringo is an awesome name, Kieran. It's a very
holy
cool name.
Shit.
Let me peek.
I'm not.
Come on, let's keep it secret from them. No way!
I know!
What? Oh, wait. That's because I think we talked to the author.
Oh!
Oh, that's awesome.
I got the... there is no anti-memetics division.
We were just talking about it. Matthew, we got it. We're going to read it.
We got two of them.
That's because I think this is... Now I know how we know this author.
How?
Okay, so when we were emailing Andy Weir's team, okay, this is 90.
Oh.
I'm 95% sure this is accurate. I'm not 100, but I think this is how we know the author is. We were emailing Andy Weir's team. We're gonna get the interview set up, and then Andy Weir stopped doing interviews. He's gonna step back right now, so we couldn't get him. But Penguin Random House also works with this author. They said, "Hey, instead of Andy Weir, do you want to interview this author or talk with him?"
Mm.
So that's where the connection came from. That
gotcha.
Is so we so mm. If you guys are want to get caught up, we are definitely going to be reading Anti-Memetics Division, and we will have an interview with the author most likely on the channel, unless there's schedule conflicts that change their mind or whatnot. So everything is lining up for us to have a heavy month where we're talking about this author and this book. So
I keep, like this cover too.
Keep
it's
that.
Very cool.
Everyone's saying rigged. Hey, look, the book club book can be whatever. We're just going to read the book club book on top of this, no matter what. That's all.
Basically.
So, everyone's saying rigged. The book is being suggested everywhere. By the way,
Jared Heathrit, this is the quiet telling you to rig the book club. This is the not so light hand of this is the book club.
By the way, there's only an hour and a half left to vote, or 2 hours left to vote for any patrons on here for the book club. So that means don't vote for. We'll see how this will be a great way to see how much our word has sway on our own Discord.
Mm-hmm.
Because usually it has no sway.
Well, how many people vote for the book of I want them to read it?
Yeah.
And so if we're already going to read it, they're going to be like, well, let's make them read two books instead of one.
This is great.
Okay, this is
awesome. All right. Oh, a funky start too. Look at the beginning of this.
This is such a good back of the cover here of Sam Hughes, a writer and software developer.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the Andy Weir. This is gonna be great.
I've not been more excited for a book in a long time than about to read this. What's up? I serve my God, Rich says as he deletes votes. For the It's hilarious.
So good.
That's so good. Okay, Gecko says I'm still trying to get you to read Stephen King. Yes, no, Gecko, it's a meme at this point to have a Stephen King book always lose, and then for us to read his son's book before we read a Stephen King book.
I do love. I love being so whole, like not having ever read a Stephen King book. Like, can you even be a booktuber? Can you even be like at all an authority or knowledgeable about fantasy books?
It's a funny gap in our
reading. A wild gap in our knowledge.
Yeah,
so it's almost the level of like having never read Lord of the Rings. Like if you're a big fantasy fan and
you've
been a fantasy fan for years, mm-hmm. like hey, look, you can give yourself a couple years. You don't have it doesn't need to be the first thing you ever read, but if you're a big fantasy fan, this is my identity, and you never get around to even trying Lord of the Rings, it's like, that's a weird gap. The same vein, not having read Stephen King is very
weird. What do you think the gap is for sci-fi? Is Dune a gap? Or what
Dune
would you,
is a gap, definitely. What else is,
I mean, we have a gap. I haven't read Asimov.
That's true.
That's a big gap for me.
My mother would say that is a huge gap.
That's a massive gap, I would say, especially because if the earliest influential sci-fi I'm reading is from the 60s, that's... It's not too long ago.
No.
So
Other gaps would be...
What would be another gap? Okay, a gap in my reading. I haven't read any like J.K. Rowling, any Harry Potter.
That's true.
That's a big gap for me.
It's same thing just, for me. I've never read Harry Potter.
I missed it growing up, so I was like, I also it's a replacement, but I saw the movies, and I liked the movies a lot, but I just never went to watch the... to read the books.
I was pretty young when the final books were coming out.
Yeah.
And so I felt like just a little too late, and I was reading other stuff into it.
Oh, they're shocked. Cuban's like, what? All of these? Yeah. So King's a gap, Asimov, Rowling. Who else would be a big author that's a shock that we haven't read?
Ooh.
Who is somebody?
I mean, there's plenty, but...
But top of your head, you know, like a...
Jay here is correct. Three Body Problem. Huge gap. Also, globally,
that is a big gap.
Globally speaking,
that is a big gap.
Every friend of mine who is taking like Chinese culture class and was talking about how Three Body Problem is culturally as significant as Harry Potter is to England. Like, yeah. It is important. It is like necessary reading if you want to do a class on, you know, Chinese culture.
I'm also seeing the Sid saying Hitchhikers is a gap. It's not. We have read Hitchhikers.
We have read it, but yes, I would probably put it there. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I was thinking gaps for us versus gaps in general. Yeah.
Sure.
You know what I would say? If somebody's into modern fantasy and hasn't read Sanderson, that's a massive gap. If you're trying to do modern fantasy, you at least got to
especially giving it a shot.
Yeah, give it a shot. You can say it's not for you, but that would be a massive gap. You guys read Percy Jackson? Yes. I mean, we were on the Percy Jackson age.
That probably fact that we've read Percy Jackson, haven't read Harry Potter, I think very much like of any gap between, oh, are you like, you know, the Gen Z? Like, Gen Z is very much like that edge of Percy Jackson, not a Harry Potter kid.
Also, the 95 like, to 2000, we're in that Potter weird kid. Between though, of, like, we're either the youngest ever millennial or like the oldest Gen Z, so it's we're in that zone. It's tough to some people have the cap at 95, some say it's 99. For when's it switched from millennial to Gen? Some say it's 90 or 89. So anyways, but with Percy Jackson, was that somebody had something pop up I wanted to talk about? Oh my god, I'm forgetting now.
Oh yeah, A Song of Ice and Fire is definitely on there.
That'll be a massive gap. Yeah,
but we are still currently reading it.
Yes. That's what I was gonna say, because Percy Jackson reminded me of so we both read Pendragon growing up. That was a big one. That was a lot of fun. One I remember loving, and I have never revisited it. I've asked you before, I think, but has anybody read the series, the first books, I Am Number Four? And it was a movie once. I think Michael Bay did a movie on it, but it was I Am Number Four, something something six was book two. Something about the fate of eight, or I'm forgetting, but there was basically these numbered individuals who were aliens coming to Earth. They were fleeing their alien planet, and they were all numbered 1 through 10 or 1 through 11. And the premise of the plot was there was some spell or something with the magic that they were being hunted by this alien race who killed all of their ancestors, killed everybody, and their alien planet sent 10 or 11 of their children with guardians to Earth so that they could survive and escape the alien culture that was taking over. And so now they're being hunted by them, but this binding they have, they can only be killed by the aliens in order from 1 to 11. And I Am Number Four is the first book, and the first three kids had already it opens with the third kid died. And so Number Four is next.
Gotcha.
In the lineup. I remember really liking that as a kid. I don't know if that's if anybody knows that one, if that's a callback or something, but also everyone's loving Fig Rich. They're big fans.
He's a big cutie.
My middle school fat friend's uncle wrote that book. Ain't read it. Wait, that's the author of I Am Number Four. I'm confused of how I should read that sentence. Wait, so you're saying
Your friend's
uncle is the author? What?
Okay. Was the uncle fat?
Gecko says, I'm going to read on Number Four. Thanks for adding my TBR. Gecko, I think you'll like it. I think you'll like it a lot. It's also, it gives you that nostalgic childhood vibe, I guess. Or maybe it's just because I read it when I was a kid. I'm not sure how it will hold up.
I also liked the Magic Tree House as a kid. That was... No, I really enjoyed that one.
He was the author Jackson. Okay, you got to get me in touch now. Of course, I need to know your fat friend's uncle in order to put a description. Rim says, I've noticed that there's a mini generational gap with Gen Z, one that grew up before 2007, used VHS, and those born after who don't know how. Yes, that's
true.
It's very true.
Oh, yeah, no. I am nostalgic for the VHS tapes. Those are strong memories of just running through the tape, of like rewatching and rewinding it so often that like you burn a hole through it somehow.
Oh yeah,
those are great.
I miss the little red cars with the yellow hood.
Yellow,
yeah, like a yellow hood, the red car that you go around. Yeah, push, I don't see those anymore. I don't see that as a toy. I love that toy.
I did not have that. I got my little red wagon. And then I just use that as my little cart, and I'd push that down the hill.
Oh, that's fun.
And I'd get inside of it and just
go
running my wagon.
There's a video of my mom and dad pre-divorce, you know, when I had a childhood still, of me sledding. And it was the cutest thing. I was like, oh, I got to see my parents love each other. This is so I wasn't even, you know how some people look at their childhood memories and they look at themselves as a kid and they're just like, oh, look how young. I was looking, going, look at my mom and dad. They were holding hands and showing affection. Anyways, okay. Well,
isn't this a nice free therapy session? A little live therapy.
And by the way, Cuban YT says here, a huge gap, Austin. Stuff by a small author called Robert Jordan. I actually am caught up. I've read four of Robert Jordan's books. That's actually quite the plethora of Robert Jordan books. I do say so myself. I think pretty much that covers it.
That's about it.
So that's all. He says, how old are we? Well, I'm 27, 28.
Yeah.
Am I
20? Yeah. I'm 28.
I know that was a genuine question too. Everybody that just heard him say that, you could think Rich is no, that was a genuine am I 28.
Yeah.
That was a wait a second. Let me fact check.
Carry the two.
Jared says, little did Austin know it was the sled day that ended it all. That was the start.
Your parents view that video a little differently.
Those cars are still around. Poor childhood memory. Also, some are. They are around. Okay, maybe it's a good thing. I'm just not around children a lot. Hey, no Epstein for me. Let's go. We avoided it. I'm not on the list. Alice says, talking about the gaps. I just finished Lord of the Rings for the first time. Never watched the movies and loved it. It was thanks to you guys got me back into reading.
Oh, I'm so happy to hear that. Let's go. That's awesome.
It's very wholesome.
We love it.
Cuban. Oh my God, we're getting called unks. People, we're that old now.
Oh no.
Oh my God.
Oh no. I don't like that at all.
What? We're that's in our 20s good. Still. That's young.
Yeah,
right?
I'm in my 20s.
Yeah. I'm it's a phase. Okay.
You have to call me an uncle till I'm like 30s.
Dutch says you're both under 30, dies inside. See, now we have this of somebody calling us young. Okay, now we're getting called ups. Now we're getting called babies. Now we're getting called unks again.
Good.
It's all good. Perspective. It's all about perspective.
It's all are you older or younger than me?
That makes you unk or not.
That is the definition.
You know, you have uncles who are which one you pulling?
I just thought this was funny. Reaching, yeah. When we first started watching, you guys, I thought Rich was at least 10 years older than us. I thought it was really sweet. You guys were good friends despite the age gap. Oh,
you know, it's funny too. Our friends in real life, our buddy Justin, when I first introduced him to Rich, thought the same thing. He was like, oh, who's this guy who has his own place? And he's like, wow, he's graduated. This is back when we were still in college, but
yeah.
He had the same thought. He's like, oh, that's so nice despite the age gap. Look at him teaching the youths. Look at that.
I will say though, oh, that's cute, yeah. But also thought I was 10 years older.
10's crazy.
10?
10's wild.
You think I'm approaching 40. That's well, sad.
It could be they think I look, because I typically look younger. When people like see Nicole and I say we're married, they're like, you're married? I look like a college dweeb sometimes.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? People look and like, oh, that guy's not mature.
Yeah, they look at you first and then look at her in horror of just like,
oh my God,
you monster.
But they think Nicole looks very young too. They just, I think we both it'll be good when we're 90. We'll look 85. It's gonna be great for our genes. Yes, Mike says thought Austin was literally 20s. Yeah, there was a one of our early comments. Oh, I remember.
Thanks, Jared. I appreciate it.
In fairness, you look younger after dropping pounds, which you do. Yes,
and I've lost roughly 18 pounds.
Yes.
So far.
Yeah, under 200.
Under 200. Another.
The drop continues.
20 to 25 pounds to go.
Did you get 195 yet? You're still working.
Still working. So,
okay.
I'm still there.
That's going to be the big mark.
Yes. Oh, yeah. That 200 is, it's a hard floor for me to pass and like stay under. So we'll get there.
This is the truest comment ever. Omni says, if Rich looks perpetually 33, even when you're 50, the baldness, what it's going to do is make you look younger. Right now, it works against you.
True.
But in the future, it's going to work for you.
And when I was much younger, the beard also just aged me up.
Yes.
Oh, God. I would, in college, like when I actually let the beard grow out, never got carded. Like, no. I didn't even need a fake ID for a long time. I just would go and, like, I got the beard. It was okay.
We were, 21 or 22 when Justin got carded in England, where the age is 18 to drink.
That was hilarious.
He got carded when we were 22. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mike says, to be fair, if you're 27 now, then you were 22 or 23 when I started watching. Yeah, that's also fair. That's also fair. So because
it has been a minute.
Wow, I do feel old now. When put it that way. Holy crap. Holy crap. Also, Jared, congrats on the losing 80 pounds. Holy crap.
Oh, fantastic.
Awesome.
Yeah. Oh. I'm with you there, Jared. I feel your pain. The hunger pains all the time now.
And Gecko says, I get asked for ID for energy drinks, so I look 15. You need to be 19. God. Oh my goodness. You need ID for energy drinks?
Honestly, makes sense.
Okay.
Like, people have killed themselves on too much caffeine.
Yeah, from that. Yeah.
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 And it doesn't take much. Like, you drink 4-5 of those big monster energy drinks, like the extra energy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's dangerous for your heart.
I got a tough ask for you, Rich, here. So look, John here says he's 19 and that we might be unks, but we're one of his favorite YouTubers. And since we're certified unks, what's some wisdom you'd impart on this 19-year-old child?
The child, John. 19. Yeah.
I hate that. Oh, my goodness.
God, 19 is a child now. That's sad.
What's your wisdom, Rich? 33-year-old Rich is talking. The older Rich.
Always pursue the thing that is most fun and would lead to the better story. There's going to be people saying like, oh, do this. It's the smart decision. There's time for the smart decision. Like, okay, don't like ruin your life forever. Don't do that. But like, if you can do a side quest for like a cool story, do it. Stories are the thing that's going to matter most when you're like 80.
And invest in the S&P.
Also do that. Like,
yeah.
Honestly, if you could figure out a way to just, you want to actually do good at savings, just whatever your paycheck is, take 10, 15%, whatever percentage you can, and have it automatically deducted on the same time your paycheck comes in and put that into an account you just don't even see. Perfect. Then you don't have to worry about it. It's great.
Now that you did that, I want to hear your advice to an older 50-year-old person now.
Oh, yeah.
From the young's perspective. Okay, how would you change now? You change the advice. If you just gave advice to a 19-year-old, now it's a 50-year-old. What would you say to them? Coming from a young 27-year-old, a 28-year-old.
Okay. Coming from that perspective.
To the finance.
To the finance. It's the perfect naming scheme.
It is.
No, okay. The elder, The more wise among us have tons of wonderful knowledge to pass on. However, in the messaging and the formatting can often come across to the younger people as like, it's outdated. I would say that it's not that your wisdom is invalid. It is often packaged for someone of your era, time, and age. And to figure out how to package it in the right way for today's generation would be very beneficial.
Oh, it's great advice. Well done. Well done, Unc. Wow. There's got to be an R word that works with...
There's a lot of R words.
Well, yes, there's a lot of R words. But with investing, like two to reinvest, two to... Tutorakin, tutor real estate. We just create a...
Let's just do real estate work now.
It works.
Why'd you start investing in real estate? Why'd you start a real estate channel? Well, it started with R.
It started with an R. We just have every R word. We must
accomplish.
We must have a channel about it.
Oh, God.
Rock says, actually profound. Yes. Two to therapy. Two to... What works with that? You guys are forgetting the R. That's it. Two to revenue. Bang. Bang.
Two to revenue.
Two to revenue works.
There we go. God, we got there a channel for everything at this point.
Oh, that's it. Obsoletist, says Jaddy. There you go. Nice. Tudor retirement. Oh, Tudor Ramsey.
We can join the Ramsey show.
Oh, we just need to add a two to ROI. My God, these are genius. There's so many now.
Two to Roth IRA. Okay. Unironically, it'd be so hilarious because that's the most boring investment channel ever.
Wait, update it. Every video.
How funny would it be? Each video is like 30 seconds long.
I have the same idea.
I put an additional 5%. Hey, guess what? My company matches up to 6% in my Roth IRA. That's every video.
Every video just for decades, just talking. And here's our updated count of our finances. It's up 0.2% since last episode. See you next episode. Just a committed bit that goes until we retire. And then when we retire, we look at, hey, this all start. It could literally be a retirement journey.
We could have a fun time of like not actually give the number. We give percentage increase and decrease, and we let the audience guess how much is actually in there.
Yeah. And they could hire lowball it too. So when we retire, they're like, I'm so glad they're able to retire. They must have millions by now. We're like, wow, guys, we have thousands of dollars after all these years.
Bold.
You've all been scammed. This has been the worst retirement advice channel ever. Tudor recession is even better. That's good. Tudor recession. We single-handedly caused the next stock market crash.
I think so.
Tudor renovate. Oh, we could do housing with renovate. That's great. And the real estate is that Tudor ride your motorcycle channel. Tudor ARP. Genius.
There's so many channels we could do.
We could. We don't even call our other movie channel Tudor Real anymore. It's just Tudor Ramble Movies.
Yeah. We wanted to be good with branding and wanted to be smart with a cohesive.
It felt weird. What do you guys genuinely think of that? Because it felt weird to say, call it, you know, we're the Ramblers, but we're also the Realers and we're Realers doesn't, I don't know. It doesn't come off the tongue.
Yeah. It was. Yeah, no, it was too many. Like, we're one brand, and then everything else is...
Maybe it could be like the quote-unquote, the underground, what it's called, Tudor Real. You know, that's like the people that really watch the channel.
It's like Animal Style with In-N-Out.
Yes.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
It's the secret menu.
Yeah, it's In-N-Out, but it's actually Tudor Real. Yes. Yeah. A realist is actually damn good. Holy shit.
That's
actually really good.
Yeah,
Jackson. Oh my God, I didn't think of that.
Thinking about renaming the channel again.
I actually really like realist as a whoa. That's pretty good.
I do like Tudor Ravioli. That would be fun.
Oh, for a pasta channel.
Yeah,
we get too many good ideas on here. I don't know about this. Tudor Ramble Channel is such a good name. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. You know, it was a very important discussion when we first started. I remember we talked about it for like weeks.
Yeah.
Before we even started the channel, we're like, no, we need a name.
This is a name that has to last us years and not be annoyed.
Yeah. Tudor Rap could be good. Tudor Roll, RPG. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Nice. Okay. We went way off track. However, we need to conclude it now in a couple minutes so we can get to book club. Anything you wanted to mention about this April coming up things?
So do not expect Memories of Ice review in May. Don't expect it. Because for a review to be done, both of us have to have finished reading it. I will finish Memories of Ice in May before our Patreon Discord book club. However, Austin will definitely not. So that will be after at some point.
Here, we can promise we are reading this next month. I want to at least give one promise.
Yeah, there is no anti-mimetic division.
We're reading this. We will
be reading that.
I have not been this excited. Hopefully not the book's detriment, because I'm so excited. I hope I don't go in too hyped. I'm like, yeah, I'm that excited for this book.
Yeah, no, got to bring down the hype level. Yes. Expectations ruin everything.
They do. And also, Rich, we have to show off our socks for the finale.
I got boring socks. I'm sorry. It's black.
Nicole dressed my socks today. I don't know if this is going to pop up right, but she I don't know if that's readable.
What does that say?
It says awesome husband.
Oh.
She said, "Oh, you got to make sure you wear these for the sock reveal." I'm like, "Wow, that's so nice."
That is so nice of her.
Okay. All right, and that's been our what is it?
Is this the paid portion of the stream?
Yeah, we're paywall on that next
time.
Oh,
God. Hold on.
What?
Due to reschedule.
We do reschedule. God. No, we do reschedule. Two to help you guys start Novella November and catch up to the romance. It's endless. It is
endless. We have so many opportunities.
Wow. This is going to be a multimedia empire one day. All right. We'll see you not next live, but next episode coming out. Maybe a little, what is it this Monday?
Yeah, what is Monday?
I'll give a quick Monday's episode is. Oh, I really enjoyed this one. Why optimistic sci-fi is essential.
Yeah.
We did a little fun game there of every single pessimistic sci-fi trope you could imagine, like imagine the Matrix simulations cloning. We tried to put a positive spin on them as well to see if we could, I don't know,
yeah,
potentially get there.
One of them we did not do such a good job.
We did a horrible job, actually. Yeah. I don't know how you put a positive twist on it.
Yeah
let us know if you can, but that'll be Monday.
All right. It was fun. All right, bye everyone.
Bye all. All right, here we go. Book club.
Bah, 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 bah. Oh, wait, hold on. I'm gonna actually use the outro.
Nice. Professional.
Professional.
Yes.
Now bye.
It seems like just yesterday when I captured my son's first steps or when we recorded his soccer games on VHS tapes. Those moments are gone. But the old home movies and pictures don't need to be. That's why my son created Legacy Box.
That's right, Mom. Over 1 million families have used Legacy Box to digitally preserve their old home movies and photos.
Simply fill Legacy Box with your old camcorder tapes, film, and photos. They will professionally digitize and send them back on DVDs, thumb drive, or the cloud.
With Mother's Day around the corner, it's the perfect time to get your Legacy Box and save your family's history. After all, few things are as important as protecting your precious memories. Give your mom a Mother's Day present she'll never forget. Take advantage of our Mother's Day sale, which starts now. It's our best deal of the year. Save up to 60% off. Visit legacybox.com/keepsake, and for a limited time, get an incredible 60% off your order. That's legacybox.com/keepsake for 60% off. Legacybox.com/keepsake.
It seems like just yesterday when I captured my son's first steps or when we recorded his soccer games on VHS tapes. Those moments are gone. But the old home movies and pictures don't need to be. That's why my son created Legacy Box.
That's right, Mom. Over 1 million families have used Legacy Box to digitally preserve their old home movies and photos.
Simply fill Legacy Box with your old camcorder tapes, film, and photos. They will professionally digitize and send them back on DVDs, thumb drive, or the cloud.
With Mother's Day around the corner, it's the perfect time to get your Legacy Box and save your family's history. After all, few things are as important as protecting your precious memories. Give your mom a Mother's Day present she'll never forget. Take advantage of our Mother's Day sale, which starts now. It's our best deal of the year. Save up to 60% off. Visit legacybox.com/keepsake, and for a limited time, get an incredible 60% off your order. That's legacybox.com/keepsake for 60% off. Legacybox.com/keepsake.